The Kingston Canadian Film Festival is back for another year, with the 2026 edition kicking off last night and running until March 1st. In its 26th year, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival is the largest festival in the world dedicated exclusively to Canadian film. Festival director Mark Garnes sat down with CFRC to chat about the return after last year's big anniversary, what's new this year, and celebrating Canadian content in 2026. We talked a lot in 2025 about how the festival continues to grow. What's new about this edition?
Yeah, it's hard to talk. That's kind of what we're thinking all year. Like, how can we top our 2025 edition, which was our 25th anniversary? And we felt it was a really good one. I think we set box office records, and it felt like last year really felt like the first full year back after the pandemic. I know we're not even really talking about that anymore, but, like, you know, a lot of arts organizations definitely took a hit through and after the pandemic. And so last year really felt like we were back to where we were in 2019, and we even exceeded that a little bit. And then so far for 2026, we're on track similar to what we were last year as well, or maybe even a little bit better. So yeah, I kind of feel like the festival's back in the way it was meant to be experienced and on the trajectory that we were on pre-pandemic. And, you know, we're an all-Canadian film festival. So I think sometimes people are kind of like fishing for a theme with the festival. And the nice thing about our festival is it's really just baked into our mission. Like, we show the best all-Canadian films of the year. So that's what people are going to get again this year. And then all the usual extras that we have, like music and comedy and workshops and panels. So it's, you know, we've got that same dynamic feel to it that we've always had as well.
Awesome. And you kind of got into it there, but I think especially right now, people are really eager to support Canadian content. I was wondering if you could speak to the significance of KCFF being an event that centers Canadian content right now in this cultural moment. And if you've maybe had some conversations about this topic with your team and audiences, creators, et cetera.
Yeah. So, like, again, this is what we've always done for almost 26 years now. So, but it, this year and last, maybe does feel more timely to be an all Canadian film festival, given, you know, everything that's going on in the world. And I think people may be embracing their Canadianness more so than in my early years with the festival. But I not to keep bringing up the pandemic, but I did really notice during the pandemic when we did the live streams and people were able to watch our films from anywhere. A lot of our geo restrictions we didn't actually have geo restrictions for all our films. So we were able to show a lot of our films overseas and then within Canada, like coast to coast to coast. So a lot of people in Vancouver, Halifax, or up north that may not have normally attended the festival in a regular year were able to check out our festival during those years. And it was interesting to hear the way that they would speak about our festival just in our communications with them or on, like, chats or whatever, or in the Q&As that we did, and, like, talking about KCFF like it was their festival, you know, like having that sense of ownership. And that was the first time it ever dawned on me that anybody from Vancouver or Halifax or up north would think of our festival in that way. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And not to like pump our own tires here, but talking with other festival directors from other festivals, maybe a similar size of KCFF in other cities, they didn't really notice that because, you know, they were maybe an international festival. So they didn't necessarily have that audience from far away latching onto their festival for those reasons. So yeah, maybe that's a long way of saying that I've in recent years noticed people from outside of Kingston really embracing what we do and having a sense of pride and ownership of KCFF, even though they don't live here. And, you know, as the festival's grown and we have more tourists coming to the festival and people from out of town, we're now experiencing that in person as well. So yeah, it's kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, for sure. That's really cool. And I was wondering, kind of related to that, what does it mean to host a national film festival in a city like Kingston, especially as our film industry continues to grow and has a lot of development happening right now?
Yeah, it's really important. I think it helps put Kingston on the map. It's a unique thing. So, you know, we always say we're the globe's largest all-Canadian film festival, which is true, but there aren't really that many that are doing that either. So it is unique in and of itself. And I think, you know, helps set KCFF and Kingston apart. And this is maybe a slightly outdated stat, but I don't think it's changed a whole lot. But it was something like the last stat I heard was 2% of the box office is spent on Canadian films. So when people are going to the Cineplex or Landmark or probably even the screening room, although they would do a better job than the commercial theaters for playing Canadian. But it's a very low percentage of films from Canada that are being played in theaters. So, but yeah, a lot of these filmmakers are going overseas, like the Berlin Festival or wherever, major festivals, and winning awards. But yet, right here in Canada, we don't really give Canadian film enough attention. So yeah, I think it just highlights the importance of organization like KCFF playing these films. And then in recent years, you will see more going to Crave. And we used to always say, like, if somebody asks, where can I see these after the festival? We're like, go to Classic Video. And that was always our best answer, and was true. But now, you know, it is more, we'll say, we'll go back to the screening room. Sometimes we'll show some of our top films after KCFF. But you can see some on Crave now, and the odd film will go to Netflix as well. But a lot of the films that we show are only going to play on the big screen at KCFF. And so I think it's also a rare opportunity if you like the theatrical experience and what festivals offer, things like Q&As. It's like often the only chance to see these films.
Awesome. And kind of to wrap up this section here, for both seasoned attendees and those attending KCFF for the first time this year, what do you hope folks can take away?
I guess just a greater appreciation of Canadian film and how good it is, and hoping maybe that people don't, because things are starting to sell out. I always say to people, if something sells out, go to your second or third choice at the festival, because we'll often have five or six things playing at the same time. And that'll often be your favorite film that you take away from a festival. That's always my experience too. The film that I try to get into and don't, I'll go to my number two or three pick, and that'll end up being something that I just didn't think that I would like or enjoy. So I guess all to say, like, take a chance on things at the festival that you may not normally go to. You know, we've tried to curate it so that there's like really good docs and comedies and like thrillers and whatever, you know, genre that you're into, there's something for everyone. But also, you know, maybe get outside your comfort zone and go to something that you wouldn't like, and you might be surprised. So yeah, that's kind of a message we always tell people at KCFF. And some people come in for events like, you know, we have July Talk playing, or we have K. Trevor Wilson from Letterkenny doing comedy, or we have a workshop component and a whole creative industries day. So if you come in through those arms of the festival, you know, take a chance on something else as well. There's no matter what path of entry you have into the festival, I think there's lots of other things to do once you're there.
Once again, that was Mark Garnes, director of the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, on what attendees can expect from this 2026 edition. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.